안녕하세요. 교포 잉글리쉬의 데이빗 킴입니다. Welcome to 교포 잉글리쉬. 오늘 너무나 재미있게 영어를 배우실 것 같은데요. 끝까지 들어주시길 바랍니다. 여러분들은 회화를 재미있게 배우시고 하시려면 잘 오셨습니다. You have come to the right place. 다른 장소에 오셨다는 뜻인데요. You have come to the right place. 여기에서도 그렇게 하지만 거의 다 그냥 잘 오셨습니다 라는 뜻입니다. 이제부터 10분에서 15분 강의를 매일 아니면 적어도 이틀에 한 번 at least once every two days 올리도록 노력하겠습니다. 제 에피소드들이 거의 30분에서 40분입니다. My episodes are usually 30 to 40 minutes long. 긴 이유는 단어와 표현 하나 가르쳐 드리면서 그 단어를 어떻게 미국에서 이용을 하는 것과 책에서 배울 수 없는 미국에서 한국 문화를 안 잊고 20년 동안 살다 온 강사만 자유롭게 가르쳐 드릴 수 있는 디테일한 설명이기에 3, 40분 정도 강의가 되는 것 같습니다. 하지만 여러분들이 항상 그런 시간이 없다는 걸 압니다. But I know many of you don't always have that kind of time. 그래서 이제부터 자주 10분에서 15분 강의를 올려드리겠습니다. So I will upload 10 to 15 minute lectures more often. OFTEN, 자주 한다는 뜻이죠. 네, 많이 often이라고 하는데 제일 좋게 발음하는 것은 맑게 발음하는 것은 often. T자가 안 들립니다. Often. 이것도 많은 원어민들이 틀리는 겁니다. So, 교포 잉글리시에서 뭐를 배우냐? Common expressions. 자주 쓰는 표현들, common grammar errors and pronunciations in English. 많이 틀리는 문법과 발음, 그리고 the difference and similarities between American culture and Korean culture. 한국 문화와 미국 문화 차이점과 똑같은 점들, 그리고 funny Korean American or just jokes. 그냥 재미교포 유머와 그냥 아니면 그냥 유머들을 저희 강의에서 합니다. 오늘은 common expressions 대해서 배우겠습니다. 배운 후, 제가 아까 전에 재미있을 거라 그랬죠? 배운 후 제가 가르친 표현들을 제가 미국에 아무 회사한테 전화해서 가르친 표현들을 직접 해서 녹음을 한 대화를 틀어드리겠습니다. 자, 그러면 오늘 common expressions 배울 것은 24/7. Every hour of the day, 7 days a week, every minute, every second 이라는 뜻입니다. 24/7 많이 들어보셨을 거예요. 빅뱅의 Heaven이라는 노래에서 나오는 것 같은데 하루, 24시간, 일주일, 7일, 즉 언제나라는 의미입니다. 24/7. So 예를 들어서 You can access 교포 English show on iTunes 24/7. 아니면 일을 많이 하시는 분들은 I work 24/7. But they are probably exaggerating. 오버하는 표현이겠죠. 누가 24시간 일하겠어요? Or 24 hour service 할 때 are you open 24/7 이라 그럽니다. 다음 표현은 get the ball rolling. 그 공을 굴리라는 뜻이 아니고 let's start now 라는 뜻입니다. So when can I get the ball rolling 이라고 물어볼 수 있어요. 언제 시작할 수 있나요? Let's keep the ball rolling은 현재 진행 중인 것을 계속하자. Let's keep the ball rolling. Okay? So 뭐를 하고 있었는데 갑자기 이렇게 모멘텀이 없어졌어요. 그러면 hey, come on. Come on, guys. Let's keep the ball rolling. Okay? So it's to start an activity or action. Okay? Let's get the ball rolling은 자, 뭐 일을 시작합시다. 이런 뜻이에요. Let's keep the ball rolling. 자, 일을 시작합시다. 다음 표현은 I'm broke. 예. 요즘 경기가 많이 안 좋은데 많이 들리는 영어 표현이죠. I'm broke. 돈 한 푼도 없어. Okay, doesn't mean you're broken. 망가진 게 아니고 it means you have no money. Okay. So you could say I'm broke as a joke. 미국 사람들은 이렇게 rhyme을 하는 걸 좋아해요. I'm broke as a joke. I am funny like the sunny bunny. 뭐 말도 안 되는 것은 많이 rhyme을 해요. 근데 I'm broke as a joke. 조크처럼 나는 진짜 돈이 없다. 이 돈이 없는 게 웃기는 거니까 I'm broke as a joke. 근데 여기서 break the ice라는 것도 있어요. Break the ice는 이제 나중에 전화 통화할 때 안 쓸 것 같은데 break the ice라는 뜻은 얼음을 깨트린다는 게 아니라 어느 상황에서 사용을 하는 걸까요? 직역하면 얼음을 깨다라는 말이잖아요. 근데 즉 이렇게 서먹서먹한 분위기를 풀다라는 뜻입니다. 예. 제일 좋은 방법은 예, 조크를 하는 거죠. So break the ice by cracking a joke. 또 cracking a joke예요. 또 조크를 깨뜨린다. Cracking a joke. Break the ice by cracking a joke. 그래서 제가 재미교포 조크를 지금 하나 알려드릴게요. 이걸 교포들한테 원어민들 교포들한테 쓰면은 이용하면은 재미있을 거예요. 이건 교포 조크라 물어볼 때는 영어로 물어보고 답은 한국말로 해야 돼요. 그게 큰 힌트입니다. 자, What do you call a big napkin? 이해하셨나요? What do you call a big napkin? 큰 냅킨은 뭐라고 부르나요? I'll give you 3 seconds. 예, 답은 huge. huge. 예, huge. 크다란 뜻이잖아요. H-U-G-E. 근데 한국으로, 한국말, 한국분 같이 발음하면은 huge. It's so huge, man. 응? I am Korean, you know? It's very huge. Our country no huge. Okay. What do you call a big napkin? Huge. 예, 그런 조크가 있습니다. 다음 표현은 sleep on it. Okay. I'll sleep on it. It means I'm going to take some time to make a decision. So I'll get back to you tomorrow 라는 뜻인데 I'll sleep on it 라고 해요. So please give me some time to think it over. 그것도 let me sleep on it 이랑 똑같은 거예요. 생각할 기회를 주세요. Please give me some time to think it over or let me sleep on it. 그리고 다른 사람한테 이렇게 말할 수 있어요. 뭐 결정을 못하면은 hey hey sleep on it. 야 그냥 잘 생각해봐. Okay. 이런 말이 있어요. Sleep is the greatest thief, for it steals half one's life. 수면이란 가장 큰 도둑이다. 삶의 절반을 앗아간다. 자, 이제 제가 미국에 전화하는 걸 들으시기 전에 이 표현들의 뜻을 잘 모르시겠으면 다시 한번 들으시길 바랍니다. 그러면 전화 통화가 더 재미있고 영어도 효과적이게 배울 수 있을 것입니다. 토익, 토플, 리트 의원 청취에 공부하는 이 중심 내용 파악 공부가 잘 되실 겁니다. So 24/7, let's keep the ball rolling. Let's keep the ball rolling. I'm broke. Let's sleep on it. Let's keep the ball rolling, etc., etc. 등등. 예, 다시 한번 들어보시고 이제 다음 제가 미국에 한 것을 전화한 것을 들으시면서 이번 강의를 마치겠습니다. 네, 제가 델타 에어라인스를 전화했는데요. 로스앤젤레스, LA에서 서울 가는 비행기를 알아보는 대화입니다. 그래서 여태까지 배운, 이 강의에서 배운 표현들을 이 여자분이랑 대화를 하면서 이용을 했어요. 예, 그러면 재미있게 들으세요.
Hi, welcome to Delta, KLM, and Air France. Are you a SkyMiles member?
No.
Alright, from here you can say check flight status. Review my reservations, or representative. Which would you like?
Representative, Drunken Tiger.
You said you wanted to talk to a Delta representative, is that right?
Yes, because I'd be representing it.
Sorry, please say yes or no.
Yes.
Okay, I'll connect you to a representative, but to be sure I get you to the right person, I'll just need a bit more information first. Which of these are you calling to do? Say, shop for a flight? Discuss my existing reservation, or do something else.
Shop for a flight.
All right, please say the name of the departure city and state, or city and country.
Los Angeles, California.
And what's the arrival city and state or country?
Seoul, South Korea.
On what month and day would you like to depart?
June 17th, 2012.
And when would you like to return? You can also say one way.
Not sure. 잘 모르겠어.
I'm sorry, but I didn't understand. Tell me the month and day you'd like to return. For example,
June
May 5th.
20.
Finally, what's the total number of people traveling?
One. 나는 so 원해.
I'm sorry, but I didn't understand. Say yes if I have your travel plans right. Otherwise, say no.
Yes.
Okay, I'll pass your travel plans on to a Delta representative. Just a moment while I connect you. So you know, your call may be recorded for quality assurance. Additional baggage fees may apply. Per U.S. government secure flight regulations, please provide to our representative your full name, date of birth, and gender to complete your reservation.
네, 알겠습니다. To help improve our...
I didn't catch that. Please say yes or press 1, or say no or press 2. Would you like to take a brief survey after speaking with a... Okay, just a moment.
Thank you. 자, 오늘 영어 강의하는 곳에서 배우겠습니다.
Thank you for calling. Current hold time is 1 minute. Please wait while your call is transferred.
네, 1분 기다리라고 합니다.
All representatives are currently assisting other customers. Please stay on the line for the next available representative. All representatives are currently assisting other customers. Please stay on the line
on,
for the next available representative.
Let's get the ball rolling.
Delta, this is Sherry. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was wondering, do you guys have a 24/7 service?
When you say 24/7, are we open 24 hours a day?
Yes, 24/7 customer service.
You can actually call into reservations 24 hours a day, but in terms of customer service, just depending on what you're needing, but you can call reservations 24 hours a day.
Okay, so I could call for reservations 24/7 like your website, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, so I'm calling to inquire about traveling from Los Angeles to Seoul.
Okay, to Seoul, okay.
Yeah.
What date are you looking at taking that flight to Seoul?
June 17.
Okay.
Departing and arriving back June 22nd.
Okay.
I said 20 earlier, but yeah, 22nd.
Okay, sure, not a problem. Los Angeles to Seoul, Korea, 17th of June through the 22nd of June. Is it just for one person?
Yes, one person.
Okay. All right, one moment while I populate the information for the lowest available fare for that itinerary. And when we're done, did you need hotel or rental car rate?
No, thanks. Let's just get the ball rolling.
Oh, the ball is rolling right now, so I'm just waiting for those flights to come back. And when we're done, can I get you some information on our Delta Sky Miles credit card offered by American Express?
We'll see, yeah.
Okay, all right, one moment. I have a 1 o'clock p.m. departure from Los Angeles. Give me one second here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And it connects into Narita, Tokyo Narita, at 4:25 p.m. the next day, which
Japan?
Would be the 18th. Which would be the 18th.
I stop in Japan?
Tokyo Narita.
Ooh.
You don't want to connect through Narita? Okay, I can work something else if that's not feasible for you. But what I'm doing is I'm actually trying to pull the lowest available. And if that doesn't work from you from there, we'll go by what you're wanting to do, okay? Because I have an L.A., Detroit, Incheon, if that's what you're looking for.
Incheon. I like Incheon better than Japan.
Incheon is just, one of the airports in Seoul. So it's going to be into Incheon.
Right.
So that's Seoul for Incheon.
일본 사람 무서워. But how much is the ticket?
That's the issue. I have to pull the flights. I have to pull the flights first and to be able to give you a price on that.
Because I'm broke now, as a joke.
The only thing, let me tell you, the only thing about it is that if you had in mind the direct flights, what I can ask you if you're flexible, I can check another day because the LA Incheon, which is a Delta code share operated by Korean Air. They don't have any economy seats on their 12:45 p.m. nor their 11:30 p.m. flight on the 17th. So if you were wanting that direct flight on the coast, you're operated by Korean Air, I can check a different date for you if you're flexible enough.
Okay. Can you see if there is a direct flight? So no economy, whatsoever. No economy.
They have no economy seats on those flights, leaving on the 17th of June.
A lot of people going to Korea from Los Angeles.
You know, our international travel has really picked up this summer. So if you're flexible, can I check a different date other than departing on the 17th, or you have to depart on the 17th?
No.
Because, okay.
No. But if I have to depart on the 17th and no economy, then that means business?
That means you'll have to connect. On one of the Delta flights, if you're wanting to go in economy on the 17th, because we have an LA San Fran Incheon. If that would work for you, we also have an LA Honolulu Incheon. You know, but it just depends on finding something that works for you for me to be able to even price it.
Mm. Okay. So let me explain this to my wife here. She doesn't speak too much English. Hold on.
Okay.
그러니까 지금 LA에서 한국 가는 그 바로 가는 게 이코노미가 없대. 그래가지고 일본에 서서 가는 거, 그리고 아니면 하와이에 호놀룰루에 서서 가는 거 있고, 그리고 17일 날 가는 게 그거밖에 없대. 아니면 비즈니스도 지금 알아봐야 되는데. Is there a business flight on the 17th?
On the 17th. Would you like for me to price out business?
Yes. How much
is
the business?
Okay. Sure. Give me a moment. Let me just price it out on that direct flight. Let's see. And then on the return, doing the same thing. If you did business on the 17th, LA Incheon, both of flights, Delta Koshi operated by Korean Air, departing at 12:45 on the 17th, arrives 5:50 p.m. on the 18th into Incheon. The return flight, the direct flight as well, departs Incheon on the 22nd of June at 3:15 p.m., arrives back into Los Angeles at 10:25 a.m., the next day. And that flight round trip, including all taxes and fee, would be $8,776.80. Penalty and additional collection would apply for changes.
$8,776.80. $8,776.30?
And 80 cents.
80 cents. Can you discount the 80 cents?
The fare is what population? We don't have the ability to change the fare at all.
Uh-huh.
Did you want to book that?
Well, please give me some time to think it over. Let me sleep on it.
Okay. All right.
Well, sleep is the greatest thief, for it steals half one's life. But
all right.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much, then, for choosing Delta. Just give us a call back if we can assist you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye, bye, sir.
네, 즐겁게 재밌게 들으셨는지요? 15분 32초에 제가 일부러 영어를 못하는 것처럼 얘기를 했습니다. 왜 그랬냐면요, 여러분들한테 회화를 정확하게 문법으로 안 따라도 할 수 있다는 것을 보여드리고 싶었어요. 15분 32초에 제가 무슨 말을 했냐면, If I have to depart on the 17th, 내가 17일날 떠나야 되면은, And no economy, then that means business? 이렇게 얘기했어요. If I have to depart on the 17th and no economy, then that means business? 이거를 에세이, 독해에 쓰면은 틀립니다. 어떻게 말해야 되냐면, If I have to depart on the 17th and there is no economy, is there any business? Or are there any business flights? 이렇게 얘기해야 되는데, 그냥 단어 하나씩 얘기했어요. 처음 거 빼고, If I have to depart on the 17th, 그 다음부터 단어 하나씩 and no economy then 그러면 that means business 이렇게 얘기를 했을 때 이 직원 여자 직원은 이해를 했어요. 아니 진짜 제가 말 끝나자마자 이해를 했어요. 무슨 말인지 다 알았어요. 그러니까 지금 회화를 하실 분들은 문법에 너무 미치지 마시고 예 그냥 이런 영화 비디오 동영상을 많이 보시면서 이렇게 연습을 많이 하십시오. 네. 그러면 Kyopo English 오늘도 즐거운 시간이었고 Thank you for listening to Kyopo English Show. Catch you guys later. Bye bye.